Kitzes Shulchan Aruch Halacha, we're up to Simen Yud Siftes. And we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillin, we're talking about the halachas of the mitzvah of tefillin, and we're talking about that we're not allowed to make a hefsek between making the bracha on the shel yad and putting on the shel rosh, because they may be both one mitzvah. Yes, we make another bracha, but we make it quietly, and then we say Baruch Hashem Kved Malchusay, because maybe it does need two brachas, but the fact that it may be one bracha makes it that we should not make a hefsek in between. So, the imta, if he made a mistake, the hefsek, and he made a hefsek by mistake, whatever it was, he spoke out something, or he did something that makes it obvious that he was making a hefsek in between, and now he realizes, he was supposed to really do both of them one after the other, without a hefsek. What should he do? The answer is that he really should be making another bracha on the shel yad, so that bracha should go on both the shel yad and the shel rosh again. How do you do that? Do you have to take off the shel yad and say the bracha again and then put it back on? And the answer is no. He should just touch it or hold it while he says the bracha, tighten it a drop so that he's doing something for this bracha, and then put on the shel rosh. Im tov hefsek yamash b'shel yad, he should touch the shel yad shenis a second time. V'yivarach shenis, and he makes the bracha again second time. L'haniach tefillin, that he's putting on the haniach tefillin, which is the bracha that's said on the shel yad. V'yichazek es hakesher, and he should make the kesher a little bit stronger. V'achakach yaniach es shel rosh, and then he puts on the shel rosh. V'yivarach alav, and he should make the bracha on the shel rosh, which we said was am al mitzvah tefillin, and he makes the baruch shem kvei machusei. Now, v'im hefsek l'tzarech tefillin. If the hefsek that he made was for the purpose of tefillin, he needed it for the tefillin itself, whatever it was, maybe the knot on the back of the tefillin became bigger suddenly, and therefore he needs to make it back to the size of his head. So that's a whole process, and that therefore that's a hefsek, but it's a hefsek for the actual tefillin itself, for the purpose of the tefillin. So therefore, einay tzarech levarach sheinis al shiyad. It's considered still part of the same action, and therefore he does not have to say again a second bracha on the shayad. He just puts on the shel rosh, and he makes the bracha on it, as we said before, right before putting it on. He says al mitzvah tefillin, and right afterwards he says baruch shem kved. Yashar koyach, and have a great day.